Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We do have a flood warning out right now. Flash flood warning. We'll talk about how long this goes, when we could see the rain start to taper off this weekend coming up.
And with some standing water, we are tracking a lot of crashes around Wake County. I'll show you the biggest trouble spots right now.
And police stayed on the scene of a stabbing in downtown Raleigh for hours overnight. We'll bring you up to speed on this developing story. Terrible crime downtown. A lot of things happening this Friday morning on your news, not the least of which is the weather. Yeah. And I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. Let's go ahead and get right back to meteorologist Anthony Baglione, because you've got a lot to share with our viewers in terms of this stormy day that we're experiencing.
Yeah, the things have really started to ramp up here over the past couple of hours. We've been seeing multiple flood advisories or warnings issued out there right now. So I want to take you right over here to this first one. This is a flash flood warning. This goes until 10:15 this morning. It does include the city of Fuquay-Varina, Garner as well. Clayton is not included in this, but if you see anywhere in this inner polygon right there, US 401 as well, that's where we've been seeing 3 to 4 inches of rainfall here over the past couple of hours. And it's still, of course, raining right now. We could definitely be seeing some hydroplaning issues, the ponds, the creek streams, everything pretty high, maybe some standing water as well. So if you can, just stay home. Don't necessarily head outside right now and just let the storm system kind of pass on through until this flooding threat at least passes here at about 10:15. We also have a flood advisory till 8:45 this morning. That's this first kind of outer polygon you see, including Wendell, Raleigh, Clayton as well. And then we have yet another one here back to the west. That one goes until 10:45. Sanford is included in this, and just to the west of Fuquay-Varina. So the advisories are saying we are also anticipating more rain on the way and still could see some ponding in those areas. The flood warning, though, means it's really happening right now, and plan for some potentially dangerous conditions out there. Here is Futurecast. So it's a little bit underdone for us right now where we're showing the rainfall, but nonetheless doing a pretty good job of showing from the triangle to the north is where that heaviest coverage is going to be. We will watch that continue here throughout today with same spots that have had the flooding issues this morning, and then start to migrate a little bit further to the south. Goldsboro, Fayetteville, if you're not seeing the rainfall right now, which you've been fairly dry tonight, this evening, definitely going to be a different story. I'll talk about here the rest of the weekend forecast, how our Easter looks coming up here in just a few minutes, Brian.
Anthony, at 8:02, we're going to take you to our traffic map. You'll notice there's a lot of green on this map because traffic volume is pretty light this morning. We're not seeing any delays at the usual spots like 40 westbound right around the Clayton bypass, but we are picking up some delays on the eastbound side of I-40 in Garner. There's a report of a minor crash right around the Business 70 interchange, and those delays begin around Jones Sausage Road. Right now, we're measuring about a 22-minute backup heading away from 440 in South Raleigh down into Garner. There's a look at that camera at Jones Sausage Road where those delays begin. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from Business 70, you'll be on the other side of those delays. And again, the westbound side looking okay at this point. Maybe a little bit of brake tapping right around the Clayton bypass. Another crash that we've been following this morning, creating some pretty big problems, is on the south side of Raleigh at Lake Wheeler Road around Centennial Parkway. This is an overnight crash that they're still working to get cleared, and they're still investigating it. Apparently, some pretty serious injuries with that crash right there by the State Farmers Market. Lake Wheeler is closed right now between I-40 and Centennial. If you're trying to get between I-40 and downtown, consider using South Saunders Street. And if you want to get to the State Farmers Market, you could use Maywood Avenue and come in that way and rejoin Lake Wheeler Road on the other side of that closure. Here's a look at Doppler radar. And again, we're still seeing that rain falling across much of Wake County. The WRL storm tracker right now is on 401 heading away from Garner down toward Fuquay there on the southbound side. And you can see with the windshield wipers going and the rain still falling there, we are running into some pretty wet conditions through much of the triangle. So it's just a reminder to slow down and look out for standing water. It seems as though over the past 15 or 20 minutes, I haven't seen as many reports of standing water, so it may be receding a little bit as that rainfall rates eases up just a little bit. But still, you're running into some pretty tricky conditions, and we'll have another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. Well, crews are busy in northern Wake County this morning clearing up this crash. It's on I-540 near Creedmoor Road. Our news crew was on the scene as a tow truck was removing an SUV that flipped on its side, taking out a guardrail. Troopers tell us a vehicle hydroplaned. Two other vehicles got caught up in that crash. One sustained heavy front-end damage. No reports of any injuries, though.
And at least one person was seriously hurt this morning in a crash on Lake Wheeler Road. This one happened before 2:30 on Lake Wheeler Road, right near Centennial Parkway, State Farmers Market, NC State campus area. WRL News saw a sedan that was just mangled in the woods beside the road, and it appeared that the car hit a tree. One person involved was taken to a local hospital. A black car with a shattered windshield also appeared to be part of the police investigation. So they put the tape up all around that intersection there. It was blocked off, and it's unclear if weather was involved in that crash. Since Lake Wheeler Road and Centennial Parkway intersection in front of I-40 is blocked, drivers exiting I-40 right there, State Farmers Market, Lake Wheeler Road, exit 297, you're unable to make that right turn onto Lake Wheeler Road. So it's a big problem. Drivers can use Gorman Street to get around that closure.
Well, crime scene tape is gone nearly 14 hours after violence at a store in downtown Raleigh. Police spent all night at Taz's supermarket on South Wilmington Street. They left the scene around 4 o'clock this morning. Police confirmed a 30-year-old man was stabbed here, and they're questioning the store clerk, but none of the details of what led up to this situation is being released right now. People who were there in this area yesterday afternoon told WRL they saw a man working at the store stab the victim several times. Witnesses say the victim stumbled outside of the business and collapsed. As of last night, the man stabbed was at Wake Med in critical condition. But people who were at the scene told us what they saw.
The store owner said that the guy was stealing. He wasn't stealing. He turned, he pulled out a knife, threatened the man a couple of times. The man kept saying, "Leave me alone. I didn't take nothing. I didn't take nothing. I didn't take nothing." They started fighting. The store owner stabbed him about 2-3 times.
Well, we're still working with police to determine exactly how this all happened and why it happened. We're also working to find out if charges will be filed.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we are following some breaking news out of Garner. I want to bring you to this picture here of some townhomes. You'll notice that this one right here, you can see the flames coming from it. Fire crews are on the scene. This is right off 1010 Road and US 401 in Garner. WREL's Naya Harden is on her way to the scene to learn what's happening here. Right now, obviously, we do not know if anyone is in that house, how many people are affected by this, but we will have updates from Naya as soon as she gets to that scene.
Michelle, thanks. We'll keep it in Garner for another business overnight. Locally there, burned in a fire. A video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker right there shows the damage. This is the ST Wooten Corporation on Cleveland Road in Garner. This was after 1 a.m. That shed was burned down. Firefighters say no one was inside at the time. Investigators are working to find out a cause of that fire. They had those flames out and left the scene after 2 a.m.
On 8:30 this morning, we will learn if the jobs market is staying hot. Economists say that could be bad news for inflation. For now, they expect this morning's March job reports to show hiring slowed down a bit. Experts believe fewer new jobs would indicate the Federal Reserve's decision to keep raising interest rates is working to slow inflation. NC State economist Mike Walden tells WREL he's also looking for a shakeup in the types of jobs that are hiring.
What we've seen in the last couple of job reports is tech jobs down, but jobs at those aforementioned sectors, restaurants, government, et cetera, boom. So I think there's going to be an examination, or we're going to see a continued reorganization of where jobs are to be more like it was pre-COVID.
And Walden says too much of a slowdown could be a red flag. Many experts say that could be an indicator of a recession.
New this morning, former President Barack Obama is condemning the actions of Tennessee GOP lawmakers after they expelled two Democratic colleagues over a gun violence protest. In a tweet after 10 o'clock last night, Obama said, quote, "Silencing those who disagree with us is a sign of weakness, not strength, and it won't lead to progress." Obama's tweet follows a statement by President Joe Biden, and he also criticized Republicans for punishing the duly elected representatives. Both lawmakers expelled by the Republican-controlled Tennessee House are black. A third member, who is white, kept her position. The expulsion votes came a week after the three Democrats led a gun reform protest in the chamber. GOP leaders say the protest was disruptive and denied race was a factor in their vote. The Democrats said they will not let their voices be silenced.
If we must be out of order to lift those who've been pushed to the bottom, to the top of the conversation in the State House, yeah, then that's what we'll do. Yeah. But one thing we won't do is ever quit.
I'm concerned about the House floor following the process and procedures that are laid out that you should follow, and not having a protest, as it was described over here, on the House floor.
The expelled lawmakers could still get their seats back. Their local governments can vote to appoint them to their same positions until a special election can be held.
Well, this morning, the family of a woman shot and killed by Fayetteville police will be announcing a lawsuit. The family of Jada Johnson is suing two officers involved in her death, as well as the city of Fayetteville. Officers shot Johnson 17 times. Her grandparents said she was suffering a mental health crisis. Police say Johnson posed a threat to officers at that scene. Prosecutors have not announced any charges in this case. Today's announcement happening at 11 o'clock this morning at Fayetteville's federal courthouse. We'll stream it live on WRA.com and the WRA News app.
10 after 8 on your Friday. Still ahead, Raleigh is hosting a major esports tournament this weekend, the event that is expected to bring thousands to PNC Arena.
And these leggings you see here can tell you when you've done enough workouts for the day. We'll explain how this garment works.
And we are tracking multiple areas of concern right now as far as flooding. We'll break down exactly where those trouble spots are and go hour by hour throughout today and your Easter weekend coming up.
Persistent raindrops now. 8:13 is the time as you take a live look from our WRL LiveCam network in Sanford right there. And watch WRL News available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. We've seen a lot of this all around the Triangle and beyond. Anthony Baglione in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now. Another look at that radar. We're covered.
It has been a busy morning, Jeff. In fact, now because of these flood warnings out there, it is a weather alert day for our entire viewing area today. So with that said, what that means is be weather aware. The main threat for us today is just going to be that flooding potential. We have seen numerous issues here. The flash flood warning you see in that inner green polygon right there. And we're going to continue the coverage here as we go throughout today. So what that's saying is we have already seen radar estimates of several inches of rain and more is on the way. So hydroplaning, the creeks, the streams, everything is going to be high here at least for a little while longer. Then you see that outer polygon. That is a flood advisory. This goes just until 8:45, so almost up with that one, but still take it slow if you're headed in that direction. Wendell, Raleigh, Clayton, everyone included in that as well. And then one more here, Sanford toward the western parts of Fuquay Arena as these cells continue their track to the north and east. And so we are not expecting a severe potential as far as tornadoes and hail, anything like that. Flooding, though, can be just as dangerous. So I want to make you fully aware here of what we're expecting this morning and throughout today. Temperatures are going to be the other factor. They will continue to cool off as we head throughout today. We're at 56 right now in Raleigh, 67 in Clinton, and 68 right now in Fayetteville. They are only going down from here. So we're going to see most of us feeling like the 40s, the upper 40s, low 50s this afternoon. It will definitely be a big time cool down compared to where we were yesterday. There is future cast. It's a little bit underdone here as far as that coverage, but still painting that picture, continued rounds of rain off and on throughout the day, especially from the Triangle to the north. Places like Fayetteville, Goldsboro, our southern counties may not see a whole lot of rainfall until this evening and overnight tonight when that really starts to fill in. So let's say you're in Fayetteville and you're traveling to the east, you're traveling to the coast. It's looking like a better forecast during the day itself. If you can leave earlier rather than later, it's going to start to go downhill into tonight as far as that rainfall is concerned. Everyone talking about the coverage here tonight might be a little bit lighter than what we're seeing right now, but I still would plan for some, first of all, good sleeping weather tonight with that rain, and the flooding potential should start to come down, so we're not going to have that concern for us tonight. There is our Sunday morning, though. This is Easter Sunday. I'll start you off at 2 a.m. in the morning. We continue to go here through along the forecast. We are going to be seeing very similar to what we've seen this morning. Rain continuing up until probably 8, 9, 10 o'clock or so. And then by the time we head to lunchtime in the afternoon, it starts to thin out. There is 8 a.m. on our Easter Sunday morning. So those morning church services, I do think you will still want that raincoat, the umbrella handy. But then making progress here by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I do think more of this will be a little bit further to the east than what Futurecast is showing. There may still be a stray shower, but for the most part, looking a whole lot better here into our Easter Sunday afternoon, and maybe some peaks of sunshine showing through too, which will be nice. Otherwise, though, today, tomorrow, great days to be inside. Take it slow if you're on the roads. We're at 48 on our Saturday, 60 on Easter. There is some better weather, though, on the way. We have some sunshine here, unfortunately, right after the Easter holiday there, Brian, but back in the 70s next week.
All right, it is 8:17 right now, and on this busy morning, the good news is that because of the holiday, we have very light traffic volumes on that westbound side of I-40. We're still looking good. good around the Clayton bypass. Maybe a little bit of a backup just forming around there. But the bigger story is on the eastbound side of I-40 with a crash reported right around 70 business. Those delays began right there at the Jones Sausage Road interchanges. We take a look at that still image from the traffic camera there. You can see the backups building, about an 11-minute slowdown overall heading from South Raleigh into Garner. And again, most of that is confined to the area between Jones Sausage Road and 70 business. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from 70 business, you should be in pretty good shape heading down toward the Clayton bypass. Just got a report that there may be some sort of an incident blocking the right lane of 40 eastbound around the bypass itself, but we're not seeing any delays showing up on the sensors at this point. Again, a lot of green on the map showing that our major routes are still in pretty good shape. As we zoom in closer to the south side of Raleigh, sensors are indicating they may have reopened Lake Wheeler Road around Centennial Parkway. It had been closed since about 2:30 this morning as crews investigated a pretty serious crash there, but the latest sensor data is indicating the traffic may be flowing again through that area. Of course, we are dealing still with that rain through much of Wake County, really from the Durham area on to the south and east through all of Wake County and into parts of Johnston County. I want to take you to the roads and check in with one of our units. This is photographer Keith Baker on his way through Wake County down toward Fuquay Marina. And this looks like Lake Wheeler Road right around Penny Road, maybe there, heading away from the NC State Farm back down toward Fuquay Marina. You can still see that the rain is falling and we're seeing wet conditions there. So be extra careful. And whatever you do, if you see standing water on the road, do not try to drive through it.
Some good advice, Brian. Thanks. Well, work is underway to fix a busy stretch of the Beltline that, as you may have noticed on your commute, it has some rough patches. We're talking about the part of I-440 between Wake Forest and Glenwood Avenue. Travel that stretch quite often. Crews are working from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. to repair patches of loose pavement. It's a project that's actually starting 2 years ahead of schedule. Drivers we spoke with says it couldn't happen soon enough.
Like turbulence.
Even though the speed limit's 60, people are going 70, 75, and no.
It's really rough.
Yeah, work is expected to wrap up late next year. Crews are also widening 440 past Wade Avenue to Walnut Street in Cary. That also won't be finished until next year.
Ken, also a new project could be coming to Glenwood South. The Raleigh City Council made way for a possible 10-story development. The area we're talking about is right along Johnson Street between St. Mary's Street and Boylan Avenue. The current tenants include some well-known businesses. My Way Tavern is there, Glenwood South Tailors, City Pet Grooming. The company is honoring all the current leases there. And right now, there is no timeline for development.
Well, progressive lawmakers, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, are calling for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas to be impeached. Criticism against Thomas is mounting after a new report from ProPublica shows Justice Thomas accepted luxury trips from a Republican donor for decades and did not properly disclose them. The report found Justice Thomas took various trips on the donor's yacht and private jet. This morning on Today, a ProPublica reporter discusses why the U.S. Supreme Court still lacks oversight compared to other branches of our government.
Tensions remain high this morning as Israel carries out multiple airstrikes in Gaza and Lebanon. Several loud explosions were heard across that city. The Israeli military says it hit a pair of tunnels and two weapons manufacturing facilities. These airstrikes come days after fighting at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site as Jews celebrate Passover.
Well, final jury will be selected today for the murder trial of Lori Vallow. 12 jurors and 6 alternates will be chosen from a pool of 42 wrapping up Thursday. Vallow is accused of killing her youngest 2 children and conspiring to kill her husband's ex-wife in 2019. Opening arguments are set to begin Monday. The trial is expected to last 8 weeks. Vallow's husband, Chad Daybell, is also charged for the murders. He will be tried separately. Well, California dermatologist is indicted on charges she tried to poison her husband. 46-year-old Yu Su husband says she tried to kill him by pouring Drano into his lemonade. After noticing a strange taste in his drink, he set up a camera in the kitchen. Court documents show camera capturing Yu pouring the drain cleaner into his drink. Yu's attorneys say she was mixing Drano with lemonade to bait and kill ants in the kitchen. If convicted, she could face 8 years in prison.
We're working to learn more about a person who was hurt in a crash on I-40 near Harrison Avenue. This happened on the eastbound side of the interstate around 11 last night. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene. Highway Patrol tells us one person in the car was rushed to Wake Med in Cary. Another person who was in the car was not hurt.
NASA and SpaceX launching a rocket early this morning from Cape Canaveral, Florida. It's carrying an instrument that helps monitor air pollution in orbit. It can monitor conditions from the Atlantic to the Pacific Oceans. This is SpaceX's 23rd launch this year.
With some breaking news, we want to take you to in Garner, that scene of a fire at a townhome complex. WRL's Naya Harden is there on the scene right now. Naya?
Control, because I do see some smoke.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. So once we get to the fire where we believe we can control it and continue to extinguish it, we mark the fire under control. We did so probably 30 minutes ago. So what they're doing now is salvage and overhaul. So they're going in and trying to save what living furnishings there are from the homeowner, cover it up to protect it from smoke and water. But they're also searching for those small fires and extinguishing them before we leave to make sure all the fire is out.
We're in a townhouse community right now. It looks like these are three levels. So is it mostly contained to the third level? Is that the bonus room?
Yes. No, it's a living quarters. I think it's probably the master bedroom area of the house. So the third floor and the attic ceiling area saw the most significant fire damage.
Did you have any other questions?
All right, Naya Harden there on that scene in Garner with the police chief getting some more details about what's happening there. We'll be back with more news, traffic, and weather in a moment.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. Of course, the big story today, the stormy weather we're experiencing. We'll also monitor the road conditions. But let's begin with meteorologist Anthony Baglioni, the WR Severe Weather Center, tracking it all for us.
It has been very busy this morning, Ken. We've seen multiple areas of concern here with flooding. Notice here as these storms, or as this storm system continues to push to the north and east, they just keep feeding on each other here over the past couple of hours. And that is why we have seen a flood warning. There you saw on that inner polygon. I'll get to that here in just a second. And then we do have some light to moderate coverage from Roanoke Rapids down I-95, Rocky Mounts, pretty heavy coverage. And then Henderson maybe in a bit of a break as we speak, but still everyone is going to be talking about that here as we go throughout today. There is the flood warning, though. You see that inner polygon right there. That's where we've seen the heaviest rainfall. But pretty much if you see your town anywhere in those green shapes right now, just plan for that potential for some ponding on the roads and just take it slow if you are headed out and about. Don't want to get caught off guard here with some of that flooding. Otherwise, everyone is going to be talking about the rainfall for today. We'll continue to track that here, Brian, as we go into the weekend.
This is a holiday for many people, this Good Friday, and we have very light traffic volume. Just a little bit of a backup showing up right now on 40 westbound between 42 and the Clayton Bypass. We've been tracking some delays on 40 eastbound this morning in Garner from Jones Sausage Road down towards 70 Business. We had a crash around 70 Business a little while ago. Still seeing some lingering delays around Jones Sausage Road, but overall the situation is improving quite a bit. We're only showing a one-minute delay as you head out of Raleigh through Garner. Looks like Lake Wheeler Road at Centennial Parkway may still be blocked from an overnight crash. We'll have more on that coming up in just a little bit. If you're trying to get to the State Farmers Market, consider using South Saunders Street to Maywood Avenue as a good alternate route. Our coverage of the severe weather continues on Fox 50 after this.
And we continue to track multiple areas of flooding here, parts of our viewing area. I'll talk about when these storms start to move out and how our Easter holiday is looking coming up.
And we've been tracking crashes and some standing water this morning on the roads. I'll show you the trouble spots right now.
And police stayed on the scene of a stabbing in downtown Raleigh for hours overnight. We'll bring you up to speed on this developing story and many others that we are following right now. But first of all, the rain and the flooding becoming serious issues today. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. Of course, it's a WRL Weather Alert Day because of what's happening outside. We're going to walk you through to minute by minute, hour by hour to keep you safe. Let's get back over to meteorologist Anthony Baglioni, the WRL Severe Weather Center.
We've seen certainly some issues here with the flooding over the past couple of hours. It really started to ramp up early this morning. And then the areas you see outlined there in that green box, that really is where the problem spot is right now. Our southern counties, even southern cities, Fayetteville, Goldsboro, looking fairly dry. So you are not necessarily seeing the flooding right now, but we see those boxes. I'll get to that here in just a second. That's where we definitely need to be paying close attention here. If you can avoid going on the roads just till about 10:15 or until that rain, the ponding starts to pass, that's going to be a good idea. Roanoke Rapids, Henderson, Rocky Mount, all of this is that fairly light coverage, and we are not seeing any lightning showing up right now, which is great. We were seeing that earlier this morning, but we do have that flood warning where you see that very inner box right there. We're including Fuquay Varina. That's saying we're going to potentially see some hydroplaning issues, the ponding on the roads, the creeks, the streams, everything pretty high this morning. And then those outer boxes, that is a flood advisory. So pretty much if you see your town or are included in any of those boxes, just plan for some of that heavy rainfall here and potentially some dangerous conditions out there, flooding related this morning. Here is Futurecast. We continue through the morning, mainly from the triangle to the north and west is where we're going to see the heaviest coverage here. Our southern area is still likely to remain fairly dry during today. If you're in Goldsboro or Fayetteville, wanting to head out of town to, let's say, the coast, if you're heading south and east, you should be okay. But then it really starts to ramp up here for most of us as we head into tonight. Off and on showers in the forecast here all night long, and then we continue that here into our Saturday and again into our Easter Sunday morning, Brian. We'll talk about Easter, though, here in just a minute.
All right, here at 8:32, we are getting reports of standing water in southern Wake County. One of our followers on Twitter at WRL Traffic says the 55 right around the John Deere plant has seen some standing water, a little bit of flooding out there. That's around Old Honeycutt Road heading down toward Anger. Just want to keep that in mind. I've seen some sensor data in the past few minutes indicating that we're still seeing some delays through there. Looks like Lake Wheeler Road around Centennial Parkway still is closed after an overnight crash. That apparently was a pretty serious crash. This sensor data is indicating that traffic's moving, but Raleigh 911 says there are still crews out there. Probably better just to avoid that if you can this morning. If you're trying to get between I-40 and downtown, consider using South Saunders Street. If you're trying to get to the State Farmers Market, you can access it from Centennial Parkway or South Saunders to Maywood to get back over to the Farmers Market. As we take a look at Garner, good news there. Some earlier delays we were tracking on 40 eastbound have cleared up nicely, and traffic is looking good in both directions. Here's a look at that camera back at I-40 at Jones Sausage Road. Still seeing very wet conditions out there, but the big backups because of that earlier minor crash and reported standing water have disappeared at this point. We are getting reports of some sort of an incident on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass, seeing a little bit of a backup from 42 out there. Otherwise, very light traffic volume around the triangle because it is, of course, Good Friday, a holiday for many people. I want to take you to the roads, give you an idea of how conditions are looking just outside the TV station here. This is the tower camera looking along Western Boulevard and the Pullen Road Bridge there, and you can see that it's still wet here in the central part of Raleigh and throughout much of our viewing area. So as you head out this morning, you definitely need to slow down and take it easy. And again, this rain's going to be with us all the way through the weekend into Easter Sunday.
We have more breaking news we're following this morning as crews are on the scene of a fire at a townhome complex in Wake County. WRO's Naya Harden just arrived on that scene on Misty Pike Drive in Garner. Naya, I know you spoke with the police chief there, or the fire chief there as well. What have you learned?
Yeah, the fire chief telling me within the last 5 minutes that thankfully no one was injured in this, but they did confirm that this was caused by a lightning strike that happened. I'm going to step out of the way so you can see what I'm talking about here. This townhouse here, the second one to the end, you can see right now where they're trying to remove some of their stuff, clear out the way right now. Take a look at the top of that. You can see that that lightning strike just went right through the roof. Now, thankfully, the homeowners were told from the fire chief they were able to get out of the home safely after that happened. But just imagine as that was happening, I actually live in this neighborhood, not this particular complex, but I live in this neighborhood. And I had neighbors contacting me saying that they saw plumes of smoke in the air. They could even smell it from their homes when all of this was happening. And they also have told us right now that they are trying to clear everything out. So they have cleared out this entire block here that you're seeing of townhomes. So you've got about four of them all together, three minus the one that we're taking a look at that was hit. I talked to the Garner fire chief about if they were prepared for this, and he said that they were prepared for what was coming today. They knew that there was a possibility of this, and so they made sure to have enough staff on so that they could be able to handle calls like this. Thankfully, the situation turned out good for everyone. Jeff, as far as them not being injured, as far as the cleanup, that's what's going to have to happen next. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Garner.
And we're also on top of breaking news in northern Wake County. crews are working to clear up this crash you see there on your screen. It's happened on I-540 near Creedmoor Road. Our news crews was on the scene as a tow truck was removing an SUV that flipped on its side, taking out a guardrail. Troopers also tell us a vehicle hydroplaned. Two other cars got caught up in this crash. One sustained heavy front end damage. No reports of any injuries, though.
At least one person was seriously hurt this morning in a crash on Lake Wheeler Road. This crash happened before 2:30 this morning on Lake Wheeler Road, right near Centennial Parkway, the NC State campus, the State Farmers Market, a good locator's there. WRL News saw a sedan mangled in the woods beside the road, and it appeared the car had hit a tree. One person involved was taken to the hospital. A black car with a shattered windshield also appeared to be part of that police investigation. The tape went up and the entire intersection was blocked off. It's unclear if weather played a role in this accident, since the Lake Wheeler Road and Centennial Parkway intersection in front of Interstate 40 was blocked. The driver's exiting I-40 right there at exit 297. That's the Lake Wheeler Road State Farmers Market exit. They were asked to go use Gorman Street or even South Saunders Street to get around that closure.
And Jeff, Raleigh police are investigating a stabbing at a convenience store in Raleigh that left one man critically hurt. Police say a 30-year-old man was stabbed at Taz's supermarket on South Wilmington Street just after 4 p.m. yesterday. Police haven't said what led up to this stabbing or outlined any potential charges. Witnesses tell us they saw the store's clerk confront the victim before stabbing him several times. One man says the clerk accused the victim of stealing before the incident, but that victim denied that. After the stabbing, witnesses say the victim stumbled out of the business. That's where former ER worker Scott McMahon says he jumped in to try to help.
Came out, there was a young man laying on the street. He had a stab wound to his chest right about here and here. I couldn't feel a pulse, so I did a few rounds of CPR. About that time, the police showed up and took him away.
First responders rushed the man to the hospital at Wake Med. We're working to learn his identity and how he's doing this morning. More breaking news to tell you about this morning. Fire destroying a local business, at least part of it overnight. Video from the WRL breaking news tracker showing the damage of the S.T. Wooten Corporation on Cleveland Road. This happening around 1 o'clock this morning. A shed was burned down. Firefighters say no one was inside that shed at the time. Investigators are working to find out a cause. Investigators had flames, said flames were out and left the scene around 2 o'clock this morning.
Also this morning, the family of a woman who was shot and killed by Fayetteville police will announce a lawsuit. The family of Jada Johnson is suing two officers involved in her death, as well as the city of Fayetteville. Officers shot Johnson 17 times. Her grandparents said she was suffering a mental health crisis. Police say Johnson posed a threat to officers at that scene. Prosecutors have not announced any charges in the case. Today's announcement is at 11 at Fayetteville's federal courthouse. We'll stream it on WRL.com and on our WRL News app. New this morning, former President Barack Obama is condemning the actions of Tennessee GOP lawmakers after they expelled two Democratic colleagues over a gun violence protest. In a tweet after 10 last night, Obama said, quote, "Silencing those who disagree with us is a sign of weakness, not strength, and it won't lead to progress." Obama's tweet follows a statement by President Joe Biden. He also criticized Republicans for punishing the duly elected representatives. Both lawmakers expelled by the Republican-controlled Tennessee House are black. A third member, who is white, kept her position. The expulsion votes came a week after the three Democrats led a gun reform protest in the chamber. GOP leaders say the protest was disruptive and denied that race was a factor in their vote. The Democrats said they will not let their voices be silenced.
They thought they won today, but they don't realize what they started. Yeah. They started a movement they can't stop. They thought that we were creating good trouble there. Well, we're on the outside now.
Yeah. What happened on the House floor is in the middle of session, and everybody here is a witness, and everybody saw it. You guys were technically witnesses as well. If you were here in the press, you were a witness. You don't need an investigation to look at what happened in front of you in real time.
The expelled lawmakers could still get their seats back. Their local governments can vote to appoint them to the same positions until a special election can be held.
Well, back at home, one of the biggest esports events in the country kicks off in Raleigh this weekend. Thousands of fans will pack PNC Arena for the League Championship Series esports tournament. Teams will battle for the LCS trophy and a chance to compete internationally in London. The host, Riot Games, selected Raleigh for the tournament, calling the city an emerging domestic esports hub. The event is tomorrow and Sunday. Well, time now, 8:41. The White House is responding to a wave of efforts to limit the options for student-athletes who identify as transgender, including here in North Carolina. How the White House plan could have a big impact on the future of school sports.
Plus, taking action on gun violence. The top ideas proposed by Durham's sheriff and members of that community.
As we head to a break, we're tracking that rain all across the area as you look live now at a cloudy and rainy Roxborough there in Person County. How long the wet weather sticks around. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione will have your 7-day forecast up ahead. Welcome back at 8:44. You're looking live at Fayetteville now, one of the communities that saw this wave of rain that we're experiencing now. Fayetteville saw it about a couple of hours ago. Now that it's in our area and moving across our state, let's go over and get over to meteorologist Anthony Baglione in the WR Severe Weather Center, tracking it all for us.
Yeah, you saw that picture there. It's just interesting to see where, of course, they're seeing a break right now, and then we head up to the north. Most of us across the triangle are seeing a pretty different picture for us right now. Let's get us over to Dual Doppler 5000 because, of course, we have been tracking many issues here as far as the flooding is concerned over the past couple of hours. And what's happening is these storms, these showers at this point, we've thankfully lost some of the intensity, but they just keep feeding on each other, bringing those rounds of rain here. And that's why we have some ponding on the roads, I'm sure, in some spots. Roanoke Rapids toward Rocky Mount as we head up toward the North Carolina-Virginia border. That's where we're seeing this light to moderate batch right now. Heading on I-95 from the north to the south, going to be a pretty wet drive as well. There we have our flood warning. You see that smaller box showing up right there. We did see one of those flood advisories to the north drop off, so that's good. That's set to expire here at 8:45, and it just popped off the map, so that's good. Sanford is also still included in a flood advisory, so if you see any of your towns in this direction here where we have those boxes right now, just plan to maybe stay off the roads here for the next couple of hours. Just take it slow if you are headed out. Otherwise, here is Futurecast. We continue that coverage here through the afternoon. They continue to kind of just feed on each other. Our southern area is still looking fairly dry by this point, so that's good. But then as we head into this evening, it will start to get a little bit further to the south and east, and I think most of us will be talking that coverage into tonight, and then again into tomorrow, and then again into our Easter Sunday morning before we finally start to get a break into Sunday afternoon. There is that round that we're talking for today. Here is Easter Sunday. So of course, it is a very important forecast. What I'll say is, as you're planning here, maybe for those early church services Sunday morning, or if you're just wanting to go out and get some coffee or something like that on your Sunday, take the umbrella, the rain jacket with you, because we still head through the morning. There is 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, still having the rainfall here on the map. We do start to make progress, though, by the time we head to 9 or 10 a.m., and I think by lunchtime looking better. Futurecast is a little bit overdone here as far as the coverage, but it still is showing the bulk of this trying to get out of here. If that changes and we still need to introduce rain chances Sunday afternoon, of course, we will let you know. But for now, the latest models are looking drier Sunday afternoon, which is great. We are going to see a cool forecast, so just chilly, chilly rain here the next couple days. 49 for us this afternoon, 48 on Saturday, 60 relatively comfortable by Sunday, and then thankfully all of the sunshine does return here with some 70s after a messy weekend forecast, Brian.
We're looking better on the roads right now, Anthony. I want to give you a quick update on your major approaches into Raleigh right now. We've been watching some delays on 40 westbound right around 42 in the Clayton Bypass, about a 4-minute backup there, not because of the usual congestion, but there is a report of a minor crash out there. Also look out for a crash on 40 eastbound around Rock Quarry Road, but we're not seeing any delays there through the south side of Raleigh. Otherwise, pretty quiet. Coming in from Knightdale right now on 87 southbound, just a 1-minute delay showing up on the sensors. Just confirmed that they have reopened the intersection of Lake Wheeler Road at Centennial Parkway after an earlier crash. Look out for some police activity, though, on the side of the road.
happening right now in the WREL Live Center. The March jobs report just came out. Job growth totals 236,000. That is how many jobs were added last month. This is a sign of a still resilient labor market despite those federal interest rate hikes. A notable slowdown from earlier this year, though, they say that is indicating that the labor market is cooling. Experts did say that fewer new jobs would indicate the Fed's decision to keep raising interest rates is working to slow inflation.
Thanks for that, Michelle. Rocky Mount police have charged two high school students with communicating threats of mass violence on educational property. Police say a school resource officer responded to New Life Christian Academy on Wednesday due to those threats. Two students were then removed from class, interviewed, and then expelled for the rest of the year, and both are currently charged in juvenile court.
Well, the baby is safe and back with her mother this morning after being abducted at a Durham apartment complex. This all unfolded at the Encore of the Park Apartments early yesterday. Neighbors tell WREL the mother and six-month-old were outside when the suspect approached them with a knife and took the child. Police found the baby in a nearby apartment and reunited her with her mother. The juvenile suspect is in custody. An employee with the Montessori School of Raleigh has been charged with DWI and misdemeanor child abuse. 29-year-old Matthew Ramsey was arrested Wednesday, after being pulled over on I-87 for going 98 in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. State troopers also charged Ramsey with driving while impaired and misdemeanor child abuse for having a minor in the car at the time.
The Biden administration is proposing a rule to block any outright banning of transgender girls from sports teams. Education Department officials say any transgender bans would not apply in elementary schools. However, some restrictions would be allowed in high school and college, depending on what the individual school decides. The proposal is now open for public comment for the next 30 days.
And Jeff, that proposal is coming as a 12-year-old transgender athlete will be allowed to compete on her sports teams in West Virginia, despite a ban passed by state lawmakers there. The U.S. Supreme Court made that ruling yesterday. Becky Pepper Jackson is in the middle of a lawsuit against the state's ban. Appeals court judges put the ban on hold while they considered her case.
Several counties now know how millions of dollars will be spent to address the opioid crisis in our area. State Attorney General Josh Stein met with leaders from Franklin, Granville, and Vance counties yesterday. They looked over the community's share of a $26 billion settlement with major opioid distributors. Those payments will be spread out over several years.
And this reminder, the opioid crisis, specifically fentanyl, the overdoses were the focus of a recent WREL documentary, Crisis Next Door, the Fentanyl Epidemic, is available now on WREL Doc YouTube page.
A Sanford man faces more than 100 felony charges related to child pornography. Lee County Sheriff's Office arrested 31-year-old Tyler Godfrey yesterday. Authorities say they've been investigating him since 2021 for having and sharing child pornography online. He's being held in Lee County Jail on $1.2 million bond.
Well, the rules for wearing a mask are changing today at Cape Fear Valley Health. The hospital system in Fayetteville is no longer requiring masks for most visitors, patients, and staff in most areas. But people with respiratory issues or who are immunocompromised must still wear one. And everyone must wear a mask in the ICU, the ER, waiting rooms, and triage areas. Unvaccinated employees must also wear a mask at all times.
President Joe Biden issues his second veto of his presidency and doubles down on his clean water efforts. The bill would have overturned EPA protections. During his veto message on Thursday, Biden said the bill would rescind his administration's hallmark water rule that was adopted the end of last year. The measure was led by Republicans.
More destinations are coming to RDU International. Avelo Airlines adding new flights to Florida's Space Coast this summer. Avelo will start nonstop flights to Melbourne, Florida on June 23rd. It will operate twice weekly on Mondays and Fridays. RDU is now a hub for Avelo Airlines, now offering nonstop flights to 11 destinations.
A rare ruby is coming to auction, and it could sell for $30 million. It's a 55-carat ruby, the largest and most valuable ruby ever featured, according to Sotheby's. The gem was found in a Mozambique mine, originally weighing in at 101 carats. The ruby will feature in Sotheby's Magnificent Jewels collection in June.
Ooh. Talk about pretty magnificent for sure. As we head to a break, we're going to give you one more look at the winning lottery numbers right there on your screen. We'll also get another check on weather and traffic after the break.